Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a mighty God. He knows how to fix things and turn things around for our good in spite of circumstances and situations. He will get the glory. Praise the holy name of Jesus. We bless you tonight and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thank God for the true and faithful of those prayer warriors that stay online and waiting for a move of God no matter what. Thank God. Glory to God for the Lord blessing you all to stay in tune and be about the Father's business. So I want to bless you and thank God for you. Pray that you will pray for my grandbaby. Oh, my God, I've been sick last night. I had to go to the emergency room and then sick today. And God bless. We're going to bless God to get over this condition with the nausea and all of that. But in the meantime, God is still in charge and he's still being glorified. So I bless the Lord for you. Pray that we continue to give God praise, give God glory, give God honor, because he has the answer to every one of our problems, every one of our situations, every one of our circumstances. So I will bless the Lord at all times. That's my desire. In spite of, in the valley, on the mountaintop, in between the decision making, whatever it is, hallelujah, he deserves the praise. Thank God most of all for him saving us and delivering us out of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. So it's up to us now to stay glory to God on the path of the straight and narrow, walking circumspectly to his word. He is worthy, worthy, worthy of the praise. God, I bless you tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio as we welcome those that are coming in or already in. Glory to God and ask God to bless and move. Glory to God, miraculous on their behalf. We ask the Lord to bless also with this computer that it will, glory to God, not be a problem tonight, but nevertheless, we will, glory to God, have an alternate. So I love him like that. He is a God that will give wisdom. If you don't have it, he said, ask him, he'll give it to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish I could sing that song on Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. But I know it will be a real joyful noise. For real. But praise the Lord. Bless God. In the meantime, praise the holy name of Jesus. God, as we come to the throne of grace tonight, boldly, 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 to obtain mercy. Thank you, glory to God. We give praise unto you. And we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We bless you, glory to God, for those that you have called out and set apart for such a time as this to come together to pray, to magnify your name, to uplift you, God, and also pray and intercede for those, glory to God, that's in need of a Savior, those that are glory to God, going through various trials and tribulations, glory to God, going through situations going on with their health or either in their families or on their jobs or just, glory to God, mental challenges or whatever it may be, God, you're the God that can answer every prayer. Glory to God, you're the one that work things out that for our good. You're the one, glory to God, that we can call on, hallelujah, with expectation to know that you're going to answer. May not be the hour or the time that we think, but it's always on time, teaching us how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Thanking you, hallelujah, glory to God, no matter what the enemy says. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God, for being our healer, our deliverer. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. We thank you, glory to God, for in the midst of the trials and the tribulation that you said that we will have, but be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous you deliver out of them all. But in the midst of it, God, you are teaching us how to have peace when we learn to trust and rest in you. In the name of Jesus, even in the storm, glory to God, you have caused us to have peace. Because you said in Philippians 4, glory, I rejoice. Again, I say rejoice and be anxious for nothing. But you told us, glory to God, to pray and make our requests known to you, and you will give us that peace that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. So, God, I thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank you, Lord God, in the midst of all that goes on, God, help us, glory to let you have the glory, or we move ourselves out the way so the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. from on high. God, I thank you again for these prayer warriors, God, and I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for glory not only on the Divine Connection prayer line, but all around the globe, even in our local assemblies, the ones that are standing in the gap, praying and interceding, holding on to the promises of the Lord, moved by the Spirit of the Lord, not moved by the flesh. God, I thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, hallelujah, with a mouth flowing out to open to praise your name, to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing and healing and delivering even those that are grieved and going through right now for various things. It might be glory to God from a loved one or somebody that they know and care about that's gone on to glory or gone on whichever direction. But God, the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, but you are a healer. And even many of us have gone through those things and some will still go through and some of us glory to God. May one day on the other side when others glory to God, even in our lives, but God help us to make sure where our glory to God, our destination is. Oh, glory to God, to glorify you, but to be in glory with you as we be obedient and do that you call for us to do. Lord, we love you today. We appreciate you. We pray for those, glory to God, that's going through surgeries or going through, glory to God, various situations in their mind and challenges and glory to God, the Alzheimer's and dementia, the ones that are having problems, glory to God, may not be that, but they're just overwhelmed with their jobs, their homes, and all kind of other situations that are transpiring and taking place that got them, glory to God, to a place, hallelujah, that's got them grasping for straws. I pray, God, that you would touch, bind the hand of the enemy, bind up suicide demons, bind up oppression and depression and command the enemy to loose his hold of all the lies and all the things that he's saying, glory to God, and manipulation to God and make it look like it's not going to take place or transpire, whatever they is believing God for. God, and even for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we are praying, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, open up their minds and hearts, and glory that they can receive God. God, come against all the chaos and confusion, all the lies and the manipulation and deception that he has, glory to God, causing people, glory to be so caught up, glory to God, in things, all the lies, in the name of Jesus. But we pray that yoke be destroyed. Help us as believers to walk upright and live right and live holy. Don't have those three and four personalities. Have that, glory to God, that spirit and the character of Jesus Christ, that they can see somebody really living holy, living righteous, and way of life is holiness. Not a holy with a dolly and not a holy with holding long dress and this and that, because you can pull that skirt up, pull them pants down, go out and do the same thing. Hallelujah, if we are not governed by the Holy Spirit. So God, help us, glory to God, to lend our ear to you. And glory to God, when we hear, obey, and submit to you, God. We pray for those that are going through in their health, God, whether it be glory out through cancer, whether it be sickle diabetes or arthritis or glory to God, digestive problems or glory to God, things going on with gout or things going on with respiratory or things happening, glory to God, in eyesight, earsight, glory to God, whatever it may throw, however, God, whatever it is, glory to God, you've got it covered. In your word. So help us, God, to know you said by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. That thief, John 10:10, said it came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So, God, help us. Help us like never before. Stand fast, hold fast, and believe like never before. Whatever you say shall come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray, glory to God, for you to bless our children, for the attacks on their minds and the manipulation spirits that the enemy has come and caused them, glory to God, to walk and operate in. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for an awakening for them to come to the spirit of truth. In the name of Jesus, come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience, glory to God, and all those manipulated spirit, gang banging, and glory to God, and homosexual acts, and all this, glory to God, whatever please the flesh and do me, all this kind of stuff that the enemy is trying to have, cause them not even have any morals or have no, glory to God, concern for life or anybody else's life, or anyone else. We rebuke that spirit and bind it and loose it because it came from the enemy in the name of Jesus. All the devices that he's using, glory to God, to even not only just devices, but people that they're using to cause them to succumb to them or succumb to it and cause them to reduce to the lowest term. We come against the lust and idolizing, glory to God, everything else but God, coming into a place to represent him and to be used for him. We rebuke and bind and loose that in the name of Jesus for the ones that he's trying to destroy in so much, that Herod and Pharaoh spirit. We command you to go now in Jesus' name. Loose your hold off of their minds. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying as you bless and deliver them, go out of the hand of the enemy through their mouth. Give them the opportunity to cry out to you. God, we are praying that the word will come in there, go right through somebody or through some situations or circumstances that they can be able to hear and see and obey, glory to God, your word, and know, glory to God, that you got a plan for them and their life, glory to God. Hallelujah, can change. They don't have to live, glory to God, feeling defeated and feeling like there's no way out. God, I pray, glory to God, against that spirit, glory to God, of hopelessness and helplessness in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that you are touching, minister, and move in such a way, glory to God. Oh, we're going to know that it's the Lord's doing it. It's marvelous in our eyes. No matter what corruption or what things they have done or doing, glory to God, you, glory to God, can turn it around and cause their minds to be open to you and to receive what you have for them in the name of Jesus. So we pray, glory to God, for a mind to want to be saved, to be delivered, to be set free. In Jesus' name, I pray right now, glory to God, for you to bless, glory to God, for them to be in the path of someone that, or put somebody in their path to hear your word and glory to God and obey your word and know, glory to God, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, loves them in the name of Jesus. But Lord, help them to be able to see a change in us, that they can recognize that we our people are not what they not doing one thing and saying another, but they can see, glory to God, from our life living. We might be the only Bible they or some others that don't know you may read. So God, help us like never before to be real and submissive to your will in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in holiness and righteousness in Jesus' name. Help us, glory to God, to be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray, glory to God, hallelujah, offer healing and encouragement and strength to them. And God, we are praying, thank you for those that you that have given their life to the Lord. Lord, we bind up the spirit of the enemy to try to pull them down and tear them down and try to manipulate them and seduce them to try to bring them to a place where he's trying to grow right, take over their lives and cause them to go back all over to God in the world. But I pray like never before, encourage their hearts to know, glory to God. Nevertheless, hallelujah, our God, hallelujah, is still on the throne, and he's still doing marvelous and great things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. God, I thank you again. Working on the computer. Thank you again, glory to God, for moving in a miraculous way. Thank you, Lord. Internet is not acting up tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. We'll have to pull it up on the phone. Praise your name, Jesus. Keep on, glory to God, standing on the promises of the Lord. We will open the lines in a minute, but I'm going to pray until everything line up, glory to God, the way God ordained it to be so, and coming against every attack of the enemy. Even today, while glory to God, praying with the apostle, here come the enemy, trying to block prayers, glory to God, what God had us to do, and in the name of Jesus. So no matter what these devices are and what else going on in the airways, our God is greater, and we believe him. No matter what he has planned, the enemy cannot stop it. It may be a delay, but it's not a denial. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, I thank you so much, glory to God, for those that are hurting now and those, glory to God, that have been abused and accused and ostracized and criticized. God bless them, God. Oh, God, I pray you open doors, open ways for them to be able, glory to God, to get what they need and for also to look to you in the name of Jesus. That may be those that are in the world and those, glory, and as the secular, and also those, glory to God, that are in the body of Christ. We know, glory to God, hallelujah, all things are possible through you. And you told us to pray and pray without ceasing, so there are times that we are praying and intercede on their behalf too, for God to bless and move in the name of Jesus, so they can come, glory to God, to a place where they recognize, hallelujah, I do need a Savior. I do need a deliverer. I do need, glory to God, some help. And it's a supernatural help they need, not, glory to God, what man has to say, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you. I bless you, and I glorify your holy name. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of the praise. In your name, Jesus. Oh, God, bring it back to my memories of this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Abo koro rabo shaka. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ah, my God, my God, my God. The fast word is not coming up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There you go. Thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful, so awesome. Ah, there is none like thee, O Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Thank God. Mother Alexander, as the Lord bless, we're going to have you to come in and pray. Go over to God, our Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Trying to see if our sister is on the line. Thank you, Jesus. I have to check and see if Pastor Bird is there. Bless God. But in the meantime, and I thank you, God, for blessing the secondary area that we can go into another device, and God, and we can do what God called us to do no matter what. So I bless you for all things. I bless you, glory to God, for moving miraculously, and thank you for the peace and the joy in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Mother, I'll find out where the Mother, Pastor Bird is on, and then Mother will let if Pastor Bird is not there right after Mother McCormick. So in the meantime, the line is open now for Mother Evangelist Alexander. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. According to your promise, Lord, you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Your promise is we standing on, Lord, because you gave us a promise, Lord. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And, Lord, you gave us the authority and dominion here on earth. So we stand in boldly and proclaim victory through the storm, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's only in Jesus' name we stand, Heavenly Father, because we know that the Lord is forever. And your word tell us, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. According to Psalm 62, Lord God, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. He, people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Regardless what comes against us, still know we are more than conquerors, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the power and the authority and the dominion to stand, Lord God. Regardless what come against us in this world, Lord God, we know that you already tell us, Lord, come boldly to the throne of grace. Now let us know that no matter what comes, stand and open your mouth boldly to the Lord, because God said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for giving us that authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God, because your word said it, Heavenly Father. We believe it, Heavenly Father, that no matter what come against us, it shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. I bring the families before you, Lord God. So much situation is going on in this world, but we know that your promises is for real. And Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that come against the family. We bind him up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your word tell us, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And Lord, we believe by faith that when we open our mouth and we bind, it is bind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord, grands and great-grands, Lord God, because you're the only one, Lord God. You see everything. Nothing is hidden from you. And we know, Heavenly Father, that your promises cannot be void. If you said it, stand on it, because we know it's going to come. Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he tell us, we must call on his name. If he tell us, whatever we desire, believe, and we shall receive it. I believe it, Father God. We believe it, Heavenly Father. Now, no matter what the enemy throw up against us, we can stand against it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our daughters, Lord God, because only you keep them, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to stand boldly and pray, because that is the power you gave us, Lord, the word and prayer. And Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of us, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. I thank you for watching over our grands and our great-grands, Lord God. I thank you for keeping our sons and daughters safe, Lord God. Help us to continue to pray without ceasing, Lord God, because your promises is what we're standing on, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for even being with us wherever we go, Lord God. You are the only safe way we have, Lord God. Thank you for the shelter of our heads, Heavenly Father. Food on the table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for debt cancellation, Heavenly Father. Thank you for finance blessing, Heavenly Father, because everything we have is from you, Heavenly Father. You open that door, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of our sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you for guiding them, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them, Lord God. Giving them favor. Giving them favor, Lord God. Through it all, you still give them favor, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God, because only you make it possible, Lord. And Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Lord, because you've been mighty good to us, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless our prayer line, Lord. Continue to keep the head of the prayer line standing strong, Lord God, regardless what come, Lord God. Continue to keep our standing boldly, that she will know, Lord God, no weapon that form against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. For you see and you know every need she have, Lord God, but we claim every need met in the name of Jesus. The enemy shall not have dominion or authority over a child of God. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for my sisters and brothers and prayer line, Lord God. I thank you because we come as one when we stand up to pray, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy, Lord God, because you gave us that authority, Heavenly Father. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Sickness and disease, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast that back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For, Lord, your word tell us, Lord, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. And, Lord, we believe it, Heavenly Father, that no weapon that form against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life. We are asking for favor every day, Lord God. Favor coming in and favor going out. Wherever we go, Lord God, favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the only deliverer, Lord God. We pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord, those we know, those we don't know. But we still stand in the gap, Lord God, because your word tells us pray for one another. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father, for you are the only deliverer. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We cannot thank you enough, Father God. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We put all our brothers and sisters in your hands, Lord God. You see what's going on in their life, Lord God. But we're binding up the foul spirit that come against them right now in the name of Jesus. And we claim victory in their life, Lord God. Continue to strengthen Dolores, Lord. Continue to strengthen Grace, Lord God. Continue to let them see, Lord God, that you are the only way, Lord God. That no matter what it looks like, still stand faithful on your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you. Lord, we just give honor and glory to you on tonight, Father. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault we might have said or done, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we touch and agree with Mother on tonight, Lord God, and Pastor Hubbard. Lord, we touch and agree on the one that's going to come behind us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give glory and honor to you, Lord God. And thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day, God, that we never seen before. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, there's nothing so great or good that you have done, but you've been so merciful, Father. God, you just keep proving yourself day by day and minute by minute. We thank you for the sunshine, and we thank you for the rain, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just touching us this morning, helping us to rise up one more time, Lord God, giving us another chance to call on your holy, righteous name. Realizing, Lord God, somebody didn't even make it, but God, because of your grace and mercy, God, you give me another chance to call on your name, and I thank you for it right now, Father. I ask you to look down on your people tonight, Father. So many, Father, going through different problems, different situations. But I know you knows all about it, Father God. You know what we need before we even ask you. So, God, I just want to give glory and honor to you on tonight, because I know your word tells us to let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So, God, we come boldly on tonight, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to help us in all our ways and all the things that we might be going through in life. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that can't see their way, God, don't even know how and what way to go on tonight. We pray for people, Lord God, because there are so many things are happening, so many things are going on. And, Lord God, we pray most of all, God, for the mind on tonight, Lord God, that you will touch the minds of people, Lord God. To let them know, God, that you are the way, God. Let them know, God, that you are the healer and the deliverer, God. You are the one that's able to bring them out and to help them in every problem, and everything they might be going through on tonight. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to look down on that young girl, that young boy somewhere, Lord God. Oh, God, that needs you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will look down on our young people, Father God, because there are so many, God, going through situations, Lord God. So many things are happening, Lord God. So many lives is being taken away from them, Lord God. Oh, God, we just pray for them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, when they walk out of the homes and when they go places, God, asking you, Lord God, to shield them, Lord God, and protect them and put your loving arms around them and keep them, Lord God. And let them know, God, that you are the one that's able to help them to go through the problems and situation, that you are the one that can bring them through whatever they might be going through. In the name of Jesus, Father God, asking you, Lord God, to look down on the president on tonight. Look down on vice president on tonight, Lord. Look on them all, God. Look down on those that's going around, Lord God, shooting people for no reason whatsoever, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we know, God, that you knows all about it. We know that you is a God that sits high and look low and see every problem and every situation that going on. So, God, we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it. Because you told us that we can speak these things. You said speak those things as though they were. And we speak and we declare total, complete deliverance in people's lives. We speak total, complete healing in people's lives right now as they go forward in different problems, in different situations. Lord, we know that your eyes is on us all, Lord God, because you said in Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And, Lord God, we know you see people crying, people just bailing out, Lord God, just don't know what to do and which way to turn. But we know, God, that you know every teardrop. You see every teardrop that falls from their eyes. And you are the only one that can wipe away the tears from them. As they go heavy, as they burden get heavy, Lord God, you want people to come to you, Lord God. You told us also, God, in the word of God, you said in Matthew 11, 28 and 30, you said, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You just telling us to come, Lord God. Even when you're going through problems, even when you don't even know how and what way to go, when you don't know which way to turn, let us know we can turn to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray right now. We pray for that person that's going through sickness on tonight. We pray for that person that's going through or have lost their loved ones. Lord, just touch them all, God, that we're going through bereavement right now, Lord God. Going through that person where they have lost their loved ones, God, and feeling so heavy and feeling so heavy on tonight. But let them know, God, that you are right there. You will never leave them nor forsake them. You will be right there with them in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just thank you because we know this is the day. This is the day that you have made. And you said we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it because you have brought us through so many different things. You have took us through situations that we didn't realize that we could come through. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We just thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season, we'll reap if we faint not. If we just don't faint, if we just don't give up, if we just hold on a little longer, you said you'll work it out for us. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You said, just trust you. You just want us to hold on and trust you. God, we pray, Lord God, that you'll touch your people, Lord God. Let them know that you love them, God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for that young girl, Lord. My mind just keep going back for the young people, that you'll touch them, Lord. There's so many, Lord God, don't know what the way to go, but God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord, would deal with them. They're struggling. They're going through. But you're the only one that can touch their heart in the mind. And Lord God, let them have an ear to hear what the Spirit says. And let them take heed that whatever being said, when it's right, God, that they would take heed and listen. Listen to what's right and turn the deaf ear from the enemy. Because the enemy don't want them to do right. He don't want them to live right and to do right. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch them, Lord. And even, Lord God, some of us old folks, some of the old folks, Lord God, out there are doing things that's not pleasing in your eyesight. Help us all, God. Help us to get it right. Help us to go back to the altar and repent and do our first work over again. Help us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you in a time like this. We need you to help us to hold on and stand firm and look to you. In a time of need like this, like it is today, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of all. He will deliver us out of our situation, the things that we're going through. He will take us through. He will bring us out victorious. He will do it. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God. We pray that you look down on that man, that woman, God, that's going through sickness, Lord God. Somebody have a blood pressure problem on tonight, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, is going through a kidney problem on tonight. Look on them. Look on them, those that arthritis or diabetes on tonight, Lord Jesus. Heart problem on tonight. God, we pray for all the Satan. You said, God, that 2,000 years ago with the stripes that we already healed. We claim that healing. We believe that we are already healed. With all the situation and sickness that's going on in the world today, we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. And help us to walk in our healing right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it in to be clear healing. We ask you to look down on those that's going through allergies tonight, Lord God. Those that's going through a liver problem or lupus on tonight. Those that's going through an eye problem, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for that. That counts. And we know, God, that you able, Lord God, to touch that problem in the name of Jesus. We ask you to dry up. Dry all this sickness up to the very root, to the very core right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you'll do it, God, because you told us to ask. You told us that we had not because we asked not. So we ask you, Lord God, to do it for us in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name. We know there's healing in the name. And whatever we need, we know we can ask you in the name of Jesus because we have that authority. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving it to us. We thank you to help us to use that word. Put the word out on the enemy that he has no authority over us. As we walk this journey, as we go through life journey, we can walk the way that you want us to walk. He don't even have a body. But he always out trying to mess with us, mess with people everywhere. But we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus. We bind this spirit up that it would flee from the sickness of people, that it would loose a hold off of the blood of Jesus. And we can call on the name of Jesus. And we can say the blood, because we know when he see the blood of Jesus, he tremble. He tremble above the blood of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the healing power right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you said, God, peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we come, Lord, praying for the world. So many things are going on, but we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We know he the one that we have to keep our focus on. He the one that we have to keep our eyes on as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray for my family. We pray, Lord God, for each and every one on the prayer line. We pray for Pastor Hubbard, God, that you'll continue to bless her and her family. We pray for all the other prayer warriors and their family in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be going on in their homes, in their family, Lord God, we ask you, God, to work all those situations out, those on the line that don't never say anything. We pray for them. And, God, even the prayer warrior all over the world, we ask you to touch them. And, God, we ask you to touch the body of Christ as a whole in the name of Jesus, all the members of churches everywhere, Lord God, all pastors and evangelists and prophets. God, we pray that you touch them all in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to stand in a day and time like this. Keep our focus on you, Lord God, not looking to the left or to the right, but continue to call it on your name, because we know your name is a strong tower, and the righteous where they're safe. And there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Bird and then Pastor Willette, Evangelist Willette.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy saw me through. I'm living this life, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, because of you. There were times, oh Lord, hallelujah, I just wouldn't do right. But your grace grace and mercy brought me out. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of the Lord and King of Kings. The great I am, mighty counselor, prince of peace, he that was and is and shall forever be. Father, I praise your holy and righteous name, Father God. And I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your kindness and your love, God, that you've shown towards your people, dear God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, God, in a time of need. Because, Father, we need you like never before. We need your leadership. We need your guidance, God. We need you, Father. Because you said you would be there for us in our time of need. And we praise you, Father God, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 14:12-14 says this. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. If a country sin against me by being unfaithful, and I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its food supply and send famine upon it, and kill its men and their animals, even if those three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, was in it, they could only save themselves by their righteousness, declares the servant Lord. Father, we come out right now calling on the name of Jesus, standing in the gap for a country, God, that have turned their back on you. Standing in the gap for a country, Father God, that every time we look around, this is going on and that's going on and this is going on and that's going on. But, Father, in Jesus' name, we cry out to you, just as Daniel cried out for the people in his time, Father God, to have mercy upon us. Bring us back to our first love, dear God, and bring us back for we will love one another. Bring us back, Father God. Hallelujah. Because we know if we call on the name of Jesus, we know that if we are faithful, we know that if we are righteous, dear God, that you will hear our prayers as we intercede for this country, Father God, that calls right wrong and wrong right. God, even where we witness, Father God, where those that we pay to take care of us, those, God, that we pray to do the right thing, just come and kill the young man and know that the cameras and everything is on, Father God. No respect for anybody or even for their job, and especially no respect for you. That is the condition of our world and the condition of our land. But God, we pray out to you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name, God, that just As Jerusalem went into exile, God, because of their unfaithfulness, that there will be an awakening to the United States of America, Father God, that we will come back and know, Father God, that there are consequences for all of this ungodliness and everything else that are happening. But God, your grace and mercy, you are faithful to us, dear God. You've kept us through many tours, God. You are faithful. And I thank you now as your church, God, stand strong. As your church come together as one. As we begin to cry out to you, God, that you will hear our cries. Even as I was sitting, God, and listening to the men and women who had prayer for the nation, praying for America, God, it was heartfelt. And I know, God, that you will hear the cries of your people. So, Father God, we are believing for change. We are believing, Father God, that in this day and time that your church will rise up and we will be the church without compromise so that we will walk in power and authority and that we will bring about change to this nation, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that if it just start with a group like this, that it will spread like wildfire, dear God. And that people will come back to their first love. That we would know that with you all things are possible. But without you, Father, we're just going through the motions. So, Father God, we honor you tonight as we come together to lift up Jesus. As we come together, God, to make our requests made known to you. I pray in the name of Jesus, not one word, not one till every prayer that has come before you, Father God, it will accomplish what it was sent out to do as I come in agreement with every prayer that has come forth and that all of the prayers that are coming, dear God, in Jesus' name. Have mercy upon us, God. We need you, God, like never before. I ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you bless all families. I know we can pray for America and pray for other people, but God, there's a lot of chaos going on in all homes, and we invite you in. We ask in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, just as a chick, God, start a hen, gather those chicks unto her. We are praying now in Jesus' name that those children, God, come back, that those children, God, be obedient to parents, that the children, God, will be saved in Jesus' name. So we are praying, Father, that every need in every household now be met in your name, Father God. We come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Rule of the darkness of this world in the name of Jesus. For it has blinded many of us, dear God. Help us not to get caught up in the hype of everything that's going on, but to keep our eyes on the author and finisher of all faith. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what's going on. You are still faithful. You are still God. You still rule and you still reign. And you are still for us and never against us. So, God, help us like never before to keep our focus. Help us to pray without ceasing, dear God. Help us to know who we are in you, Father God. Forgive us of our sins, God. Forgive us of our trespasses, dear God. And awaken us to the glory of God and the power of God so that we will begin to decree and declare a thing and see that thing come to pass in Jesus' name. Because, God, we know that your word works regardless of whose mouth is coming out of, Father God. You said your word would not come back void, but it would do exactly what it's sent out to do. So we pray today in behalf of a country, Father God, that calls right wrong and wrong right. Even in the face of everything that's going on, help this country to be alert because the enemy's coming in spying, dear God. And help us to know that just as Russia have come in to the Ukrainians, God, that it can happen here. So help us, Father, not to take it for granted that we are the greatest nation in the world. We have turned our backs on you, Father God, and there is a penalty to pay for our disobedience. But we are praying for your grace. We are praying for your mercy, dear God, to be upon us like never before. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for using us. We thank you, God, for leading and guiding us into all truth for your name's sake. So, God, we ask that you have your way. And we pray, Father God, for the body of Christ. Because, God, we know that we are the ones that's going to make a difference. It's going to have to start with your churches and with your people. So we are praying for those evangelists and teachers and preachers and apostles and all of those, Father God, that you got in this end time remnant that you are about to bring forth. We pray, God, that they come back as that true church. They come back as true worshipers, God, who will worship you in spirit and in truth. We're praying for a church, Father God, that will not compromise your word. We are praying for a church, Father God, that will be holy as you are holy, dear God. And that people, God, will come into who they are in Christ Jesus, because that's the only thing that matters. And we are praying, God, that they will be a light in this dark place now, in Jesus' name. And as they come together as one and bring about truth and righteousness and holiness, God, we are believing for a great move of God like never before. So, Father God, we thank you that you are a healer. We are already healed. We are already whole. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, as we make our requests made known to you, God, that even as the words are coming out of our mouth, that we are healed because we stand righteous before you, Father God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, dear God, in this earth as it is in heaven. And it is your will that we will all be healed and all be whole. So I pray, God, as I come against every foul and unclean spirit, every disease, God, that's named here in the earth, I cancel Satan's assignment against your people now as we come against cancer. God, I believe that cancer can be eradicated in this century, dear God, in Jesus' name. Diabetes, liver, heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, glaucoma, diabetes. God is all under your feet. Jesus already conquered it on the cross. So we are believing you, God, that it's going to be manifested when your church get in their position, when we pray without ceasing, when we trust you above everything. We got to trust you above money. We got to trust you, God, above what the government say. We got to trust you, God, even by what we see. Because, God, we see so much stuff going on now, so much confusion. People doing all kinds of things. They're killing each other. God, little children are being molested and murdered, and a lot by their own family. So, God, help us not to be uptight by what we see, but know that prayer will change things when we can get together as one. So, Father, as we come together tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in your sight tonight, God. Even those things that we forget to say or don't know to say, we know, hallelujah, that Jesus make intercessions for us. And by the time they get to you, God, it's all right. So we want to thank you, God, for what you're doing through your church. We want to thank you, Father God. You told us that you would give us the heathen for an inheritance. So, God, we are believing that in this hour that we're going to be able to speak to those that's lost and see that they are saved. God, we're going to see a revival like never before, and I'm praying it's going to be in all time, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. Because, God, we know that the fields are white and ready for picking. I'm praying in Jesus' name that the laborers, God, begin to come in. The laborers begin to come in without compromise, without words that tickle the ears, without words, Father God, that make people feel good. But they got to know that they got to live right and be holy, because there is a hell and there is a heaven and there is a separation, Father God, of the lamb and the goat. People can go in and hear all these feel-good sermons, but God, they got to know truth, that you can't live like the devil and go to heaven. They got to know, God, that if you keep on sinning, sinning will lead to death. So, God, I'm praying for all ministers, God, to get it right, to get it right, so that the people will live and not die. Thank you, Father God, for just listening to us tonight. God, I love you so much because you first loved me. I thank you, God, for watching over me and keeping me and protecting me, dear God, because I could have been gone. But I thank you, God, for how you interceded for me. I thank you, God, for how you sent people in my life when I needed somebody there. I thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking in me. I thank you, God, for healing me and taking care of me in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for loving me in spite of me, dear God. I thank you for all that you've done and everything that you're doing. I thank you that every need I have, God, is met in you, nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything that I need, want, and desire, God, you have proven yourself to be wonderful, great, and outstanding, God. You take care of me better than anybody else can. So I just want to say thank you. And I want to thank you, Father God, even for my family, if you watched over them and how you kept them, Father God, my sisters. And even though a lot of them are not in perfect health, but God, none of them are just down where they can't do for themselves, and they're still calling on the name of Jesus. So, God, I speak blessings over my family and their children and their children's children, all the way down to the thousandth generation, that they will be blessed, kept, having every need met, but most of all, they will be saved, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for every individual on this line tonight, every faithful person, God, who have stood without compromise, every person, God, who have been in their position, every person, God, that have come boldly to your throne of grace and made their petitions made unto you. I pray for their strength. I pray for their families and their loved ones. And I pray that you will continue to use them, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And most of all, God, we thank you for your son. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died for us. He died for us when we didn't deserve it, even when we were yet sinners, God. He died for us. He gave his life for us so that we could have abundant life, so that we could be where we are now. And most of all, God, so that when we leave this place, we can be with you forever and ever. So we want to thank you for your son, for the work that he completed on the cross, Father God. So we look to the hill from which cometh our help, and we know that all our help cometh from you. So in all of these things, in everything that's going on around us, people being raped and killed and trafficked, and everything, God, that we stand firmly rooted and grounded in you and your word, that we be not moved, Father God. But we are waiting for the price, for the prize, God, that we're going to get at the end. So, Father, we thanking you and we praising you. Bless each person now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their healing. Thank you for them standing. And, God, we just give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father God, for another day's journey. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for being our Father God, hallelujah, who loves us, hallelujah, who is mindful of every situation, every circumstance, Lord God, that we face, Lord God, but we're not going through alone because you made a promise that you will be with us, hallelujah, not only with us, but in us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you fight, hallelujah, on our behalf. Thank you for victory. The psalm writer says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for any good, a beneficial thing, hallelujah. Your goodness and your mercy travel with us everywhere we go. Father God, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that made the sacrifice. Lord God, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon us, upon him, praise God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and with his stripes we are healed. Father God, I thank you for what you said in Psalms 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place, hallelujah, prayer is a secret place, glory be to God, hallelujah, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, glory be to God, under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you for what you said, glory be to God, in Mark 11 and verse 22 through 24, when you said, Jesus said, have faith in God. And you said, verily I say unto you, whosoever say to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he say will be done, he shall have whatever he says. And then verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, Jesus is speaking, glory be to God, whatever things you ask, glory be to God, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Glory be to God. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. You said in John, praise God, 16, 23 and 24, you said in that day you ask me nothing. And verily I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that's in the name of Jesus, God will give it to you. And verse 24 tells you why he'll give it to you. Until now, he says, you have asked me nothing, hallelujah, in my name, but ask and you will receive. Why? So that your joy may be full. Father God, I appreciate you. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and I love you are Jehovah Shamri, our protector. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, as a songwriter say, you're still in charge of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are the living God, the faithful God, the covenant-keeping God. Ah, you're Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah God. Hallelujah, you're worthy to be praised this evening. I thank you, Lord God, in spite of what's going on. Hallelujah, you see everything. You know about everything. And God, you're working situations out for our good. I thank you for what you said. When we have faith in you, we can speak to situations. What comes out of our mouths is important, Lord God. So help us not to be idle. And help us, Lord God, as we meditate on what your word says and begin to proclaim, declare, and decree what your word says. And I thank you, you will manifest your word in the earth today. You will, hallelujah, deal with, Lord God, the unrighteous, the wicked, the darkness of the land. I pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will wipe out all of this wickedness and evil and immorality in the name of Jesus. God, help us. Yes, help us, Lord God. And I touch and agree with each one of my sisters that have come forward this evening. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for strengthening each one of us, Lord God. The prayer, praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God, says that, Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive us, Lord God, hallelujah, for anything that we may have done, any sin, any shortcomings, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive us for any transgressions, iniquities, trespasses, grudges, unforgiveness, oh God, that may be in our heart. God, let it not be named among us. Lord God, we pray that you will wash us clean with the precious blood of Jesus. And I ask you in Christ Jesus' name to destroy any assignments, plans, works, schemes, traps of the enemy. Lord God, even those secret things he's trying to plot, we say that every ungodly, every secret thing he's trying to do, we say it come to naught in Jesus' name. Because you said whatever we say, we can have what we say. And I agree with your word, Father God, in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do so, sir, ask you to allow your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. What bondage, Sister Willie? The bondage of sin, the bondage of immorality, the bondage of sickness and disease. It's already under the blood. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the bondage of strongholds and addictions. It's got people so twisted up, they don't know whether they're coming or going. Whether they're sitting up or standing or whichever, they're so confused, so much, and we bind up the demon of confusion. Oh, God, let the sword of the Spirit go forth and annihilate, consume, and destroy this demon of immorality. God, I pray that you wake up the people of the earth. Let them see it's time to turn out of darkness. Come out of the dark and come to the light. Desire good and not evil. Desire what's right and not what's wrong. In Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you deliver us from evil. Oh, God, cover us with the whole armor of God. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I touch and agree with my sisters on the prayers. I do so, sir, pray, hallelujah, that you will annihilate that cancer demon. In Christ Jesus' name. And when you said whatever we say, we have what we say, that's why I began to pray to you, Father, and say, thank you, Lord God, for no aneurysms. Thank you for no heart attacks. Thank you for no clogged arteries. Thank you, Lord God, for no calcium buildup. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that cancer is a thing of the past in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you for no incontinence, no circulation disorder, no gout in Christ Jesus' name, no liver disease in the name of Jesus, no blood disorders. Whatever that demon of affliction is, we bind it up. And we plead the blood of Jesus against it. And thank you for divine deliverance and good health flowing through our bodies. Thank you, Lord God, for no more, God, in the name of Jesus, no more heart attacks, no more attacks on the heart of man in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I pray, oh God, that the heart will beat with the rhythm of life that you gave us in the name of Jesus, and that, hallelujah, our pancreas secretes the appropriate insulin for life in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I pray, oh Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you cause your anointing to break and destroy all those things that try to come against your divine purpose, will, and plan for our lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to give us liberty and freedom from all sickness. All sickness. I don't care what it is. Some people don't even know what it is, these boils that's coming up and causing affliction in people. We plead the blood of Jesus against. Give us liberty and freedom from the sickness, from the diseases. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I pray. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. I agree with your word. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that you keep us covered. Glory, because you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory be to God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that people will come and say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Thank you for the baptism service. We were able to go and participate on this past week, this Sunday, Lord God. Thank you for those two candidates, older ladies that got baptized again. Glory be to God, because they know what it stands for. Hallelujah, being a part of the family of God, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God, we pray for your healing virtue to be released. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And every vessel, hallelujah, that listen to this prayer line, let your healing virtue be released in the, Lord God, bloodstreams of every person, Lord God, and begin to bring about a great healing in Jesus' name. We ask you to encamp, Lord God, loose and encamp your warring angels and ministering angels in our presence and keep us safe, Lord God, so that we won't stumble and cause ourselves to fall or injure ourselves in Jesus' name. Thank you, your angels go before us wherever we go when we travel. Oh, glory be to God, and help us to stay on the appropriate side of the highway and help other people to stay on their side of the highway or the airways or the trailways or, Lord God, the trainways or even the waterways. In the name of Jesus, airways, God, keep us safe. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, Lord God. I heard Minister BJ, Father God, I touch and agree and lift up her grandbaby in the name of Jesus. God, heal that condition that's causing the nausea. We pray, oh Lord God, that when Sister McCormick go to her appointment, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, for a good report. Yes, sir. Lord God, regarding what's going on with her throat, Lord God, we pray for a good report. And when she does go for her eye, we're praying for a good report for her eye condition in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We were able to hear Prophet Bird this evening and the healing you've already done, and we touch and agree that, yes, she is healed. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for giving her victory over the affliction that's been trying to fight against her. We plead the blood of Jesus against every attack in Christ Jesus' name. And we cancel and say it is null and void. We thank you for victory and good health in Jesus' name. Father God, I just thank you. I praise you. I lift up my friend, Sister Jeanette, Lord God. She was supposed to go see her heart doctor today. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that he give a wise advice of what she can do to build up a heart in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, hallelujah, that you are a heart regulator. Glory be to God. You're able to, Lord God, go there, hallelujah, and do the supernatural, Lord God. Man can only do a certain part, Lord God. And we thank you, and we pray for the health care and medical staff in Christ Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Brother Stewart and thank you for restoring him to good health, where the doctors had said that he would have edema all of his life, and then now you gave him another doctor that said in a couple of years you'll have your life back. God, I thank you. You're quicker than even that. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our leaders. I touch and agree. The body of Christ, our leadership, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, every member of the body of Christ, we pray for. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our leaders, those in authority, will listen to wise counsel. God, it's time for a change. But God, we know you have a set time for everything. And we pray that your divine will be done here in all of our lives and in earth, hallelujah, as well as your divine will is done in heaven. Let it be done here, Father God. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the day will soon come, hallelujah, when you're cast, hallelujah, the judgment. You will sentence judgment upon the wickedness, the evil, Lord God, all that is ungodly. In the name of Jesus, where they belong forever, in Jesus' name, in Christ Jesus. But we thank you, Lord God. You love people so much. You give us tomorrow. so that we have the opportunity to repent, the opportunity to turn and give our lives to you and surrender, Lord God. We pray for our families. Yes, we do. I touch and agree. Glory be to God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for every brother, every sister, Lord God, every child. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray against this wickedness. We plead the blood of Jesus against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that's causing chaos and confusion. We bind it up right now in Christ Jesus' name. You said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. And I pray the prayer of faith, and I agree with your word, Father. And I thank you for manifesting your answers in the earth today. God, we need your help. We can't, the songwriter said, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And I sure do appreciate you, Lord God, being with me every step of the way, being my strength, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we ask you to have mercy upon America. Have mercy upon people everywhere. We plead the blood of Jesus against all that is not like you. And we pray, Lord God, as people of God, that we'll continue to be light and salt in this earth, where we'll make a difference and point others to you. We love you this evening, Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. We pray for the Pastor BJ, Father God. Meet her needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know what she's standing in need of, if it's debt cancellation. Whatever it is, Lord God, we ask you to meet her need. If she needs something done in her body, do it in Christ Jesus' name. Be her strength, for you are our life, and we thank you for that, Father. Bless each one of my sisters and Brother Black as well in Christ Jesus' name. And those that may not say anything, we ask you, Lord God, to do something special for them, that they may know that, yes, you are just who you say you are, the living God. I love you, Father. I thank you so much. I bless you now. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for all the prayers that went forth, so heartfelt and powerful and anointed, and even the messages in the prayers. We thank God for Evangelist Brenda and coming back from her bereavement with the family. And Lord bless her even on to work. So if she's online, if she desires to pray, we ask her to go ahead and pray. Then we're going to take our prayer request.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for each and every one that were on the prayer line tonight that sent their prayer up to you, Father God. Father God, I lift them up to you and ask you to strengthen them and encourage them the more, Father God. In the name of Jesus, as they stand on the wall for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, I uplift everyone who is bereaving right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, comfort their heart, Father God. Comfort their family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them rest in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I uplift our enemies to you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God, and give them a heart of compassion. Give them a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you right now to go behind the prison wall and touch each inmate one by one and name by name in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, cover their family under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you. And I praise you, Father God, for what you're doing behind the scenes and how you are blessing each and every prayer warriors and keeping their family covered. Under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, I give you honor and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Thank God for the relationship that you can carry on and still give God praise and intercede for others. And thank God for so many of you did the same thing over and over. As God blessed through the trying and testing times, that you still was on your post to give God praise. So we welcome you back in the power of prayer. As God bless all the prayer warriors. I'm so grateful. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests that any may have out here. We thank God for the ones that already was spoken, but we want to still keep those things in. Oh, Lord, excuse me. Keep those things in prayer. So this time now we'll take the prayer request.
How about I have a prayer request for my grandson, Kenwin Bell. Can y'all lift him up in prayer? He just lost his stepbrother on Sunday. His stepbrother, they shot him 10 times. And he is grieving over that right now. So I ask y'all to comfort him. Pray for God to comfort him. And also open his eyes and give him a heart that he'll turn to God.
Yes, praise God. Is Pastor Bird still on the line? Should you take that prayer request?
I'm so sorry.
I had to look at the time. I forgot. But anyway, Mother Willette.
Yes, ma'am. And you said his name was, you said Bell?
Yes, Kenwin Bell.
Kenwin Bell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, dear. Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, we lift up Brenda's grandson, Lord God, Kenwin Bell. And, Lord God, we pray for him. We pray, Lord God, that, yes, we want you to console and give him the comfort that he needs. But we pray, Lord God, that you will, what the enemy meant for evil, and it doesn't feel good, but we pray that you turn this situation around, and we pray that, Lord God, your Holy Spirit will begin to minister, or you put someone in this young man's path that will speak a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom to him that will get him to turn to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So many young people, Lord God, not just young people, but so many people in the world, Lord God, they're looking and they're living with what the world says do. And, Lord God, they're not considering you, but it's time to come out of darkness and to come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to deal with those that are doing the enemy's biddings. We plead the blood of Jesus against this unnecessary violence and hatred where you're going to murder someone in such a bad way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the person who did that, but we pray for Brenda's grandson and ask you, Lord God, to cause him, Lord God, to see there is a better way in the name of Jesus. And we pray for his guardians, his parents, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, God, that parents will begin to realize that I've got to do better and get my child in a better situation so he can make better choices. Help us all, Father God, to know what to say in situations, Lord God, where people are in bad situations. We pray, God, that you turn his life around for good in Jesus' name. We love you, and we thank you for Sister Brenda. We lift her up to you, Lord God, and we pray that you continue to bless her with the comfort that she stands in need of with all of these things that's been going on in her life in Jesus' name. Have mercy this evening, Father, and thank you that you are our good Father God that knows our heart, knows what we're going through, and is able to bring us through. And as long as you're going to be with us, we will make it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Any other requests? Praise God.
Yes. My sister-in-law called me while we were on the line. Her mother had a mild stroke in Washington. Please lift her up in prayer.
You said her name is Washington?
Mm-hmm. Annette
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Alexander, you want to take that one?
Praise the Lord. Father God, you know who Annette is all about, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch her body, Lord God. Bring healing in our body, Lord God. Father, we know that your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And we also know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God. We pray for our sister Annette right now, Lord God, that she will call out to you, Lord God, no matter what the enemy come against her with, trusting in you and calling out to you. Because your word tells us, Lord, that by your stripe we are healed. You also tell us in your word that you take away sickness and disease. Help us to pray and call on your name, Father God. No matter what the situation look like, by faith, believing in our healing, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
I hear you.
Sister Hubbard. I was trying to...
The phone just cut off. Yeah,
oh,
the phone
okay.
just cut off just like that.
Oh,
I don't know what happened.
I just want to give a report, a prayer report from my grandson. Everything come back all right. Thank God.
Glory
everything
to God.
We thank God. Everything came back fine. He's acting a whole lot better than what he was acting. He's running around. He used to didn't even run around. He just run around and. I just thank God for each and every one of y'all prayers. I just thank God for he's acting so much better, so much better. Thank God.
My goodness! So in the midst of the test, they were just what? You know what kind of test they were doing?
Well, they did a test like for what was it? I can't call. You remember I was telling you that I couldn't pronounce the name or COVID or not COVID. The one like I got to take, something like I got to take. They were going to do one of those, but they did it where you take your bowel. You know,
GI
and
a colonoscopy?
Yeah, they did that. And then they had first said something about there might be something wrong with his blood, his white blood and all that, and then they said something about his liver and all that kind of stuff.
Glory
but
to God.
Thank
God.
God. All that. Everything.
All
everything
of
come
God.
Back.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of it come back.
Made
all
the
right.
devil a liar in every area.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. And that gives him more peace and just whatever, because sometimes things going on that have affected a person's mind, the adult or child, but now it's open and knowing all as well. Praise God. Thank God for the joy and the peace and the healing, most of all, no matter what it was.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the praise report.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for all y'all
praise
prayers, Sister Willard, and all of you. Thank you, God, for the prayer. When I look at him, I say, Lord, I just thank you. And he gained the weight, too. He started gaining some weight.
Oh,
that
really?
Was another thing. Yeah.
That told you that was number the attack of the enemy. Just that quick, he started getting his weight back?
Yeah, he's starting to gain weight.
The doctor said,
whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
Keep praying and keep feeding him and keep an encouragement.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep the faith. Yeah,
thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. How is, before we get ready to hang up, let me give you this report. And not unless some of you already got, one or two probably. No, Mother Alexander probably ever got a report for. Sister Parker called us this morning early, and she said that, of course, the mother-in-law didn't make it, but I had a feeling since I had heard from her for a few days that she had already gone, but she didn't make it. I asked her, she was tired and sleepy, but I asked her, did she make it past those couple of days, and she said no, but hopefully she heard me clearly when she said that, but she also said that her husband seemed to be being strong, but he's really had not really, the main thing is what it sounds like, he really hadn't really let him, it hit his heart. Sometimes people, of course, you know, they'll try to be strong for the rest of the family, and then sometimes it end up being stresses and an attack on them later. So I said I'll tell the prayer warriors to be, ask the prayer warriors to be praying for your family and also for him, that he'll be able to release what's on his heart. And that's for her husband, Parker. Daniel. I think that's the last name, Daniel.
Okay.
All right, Mother. McCormick says she's speaking. You might as well go ahead and pray for her.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you look down on the family of the Parkers right now, Lord God. We ask you to look on them, Father God. Give them strength to go through the bereavement, Father. Lord God, touch right now, Lord God. We know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, God. And Lord God, we know that you see the condition. You see what they're going through. And Lord God, you are able, Lord God, to strengthen them and take them through it, Father. And Lord, we ask you to look down on the husband right now, Lord God. And let him know, God, that you right there beside him. The situation that he's going through right now, let him realize, Heavenly the Father, God, and just continue, Lord God, to look to you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of his faith. You are the only one that can change and help him to go through this situation, because he can't go through it alone by himself. So, God, we pray right now for him and the family, Sister Parkers and all the rest, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, let him know, God, that the thing that's going on, God, we all got to go that way too, Lord God. We all got to go through that route, but God, help us to be ready. Just help us to have ourselves ready when it's time to go. And so we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord again for the power of his prayer. Pray, keep our leaders in prayer, not only for around the globe and just in general, but also the ones that we do know, and even in your own local assemblies, we're praying for God's blessing upon them. Thank God for those prayers that did go up for them, but even more so that God will bless and protect them and shield them, but they'll have a desire to hold fast to faith and be the leaders God called for, and not be caught up in the chaos and all that the world is offering. And we also want to pray, too, for those that the enemy has tricked them to give up ministry, and to just, whether it was challenged or whether it was provoked, whether they just been oppressed or whether they just turned back around and just tired, whichever way, all of this right here, if God has not released them and they have done it for all those reasons, pray for restoration and restoring and for them to get anchored and keep their eyes fixed on the Lord. And we as the sheep too got to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and not to make gods and idols out of people, or not to allow what we go through to cause us to deviate off the path, compromise, or even just give up our birthright as well. So we just speak blessings and continue strength and encouragement. Thank God for you all, so faithful, so determined for God's will to be done in your lives, and even the faithfulness on this line. Pray we continue to be encouraged and encourage one another. Thank God for the opportunity that I had, also for the conference here in a Drury Hotel in Charlotte, where Apostle Burton and Elder John Mays, Lord, that it made me feel so just blessed, just being in the midst with them, but also their overseer for this conference they had for leadership. And it was down to earth about the lives of leaders and the things and the compromise and the stuff that goes on, the things that we should be conducting ourselves and the things that should not be in our lives to carry out the mission and assignment for the Lord. And, I mean, it was just covered all bases. It was just beautiful. So I thank God for the wisdom and the icebreakers and everything. It was a blessing to be able to be in that fellowship time and that teaching time, that ministering time, that encouragement time. So bless the Lord for that opportunity. But in the meantime, there's nothing else than we will look forward to God's blessing. I don't have a speaker lined up from the Spirit yet. For Tuesday, Lord bless, for Sunday, but we know as God bless and reveal and speak through the vessels, we're going to believe God that everything is going to line up and we are another level to grow in him and use these tools that God has given us more and more for to be able to do outreach to others around us and so forth. So we'll be about the Father's business. But I thank God for you all. Thank God for your patience and encouragement. And staying on your post, and no matter what, even in the delays, that God bless that we continue to carry out. Because, you know, if it's got to be something important in the background or something happened for it to be delayed. Well, every time, glory to God, God has blessed. And like I said, into our eighth year from the 1-800 number all the way to the time of the one that he actually gave us the blog talk, we have been online. So we thank God for it, giving God glory and praise.
And as we continue to bless, prayerfully, we'll be able to hear from these young people very soon. I got to just, like I said, make contact and find out how those are going to line up for our young people. As I said before, Prophetess Anu, Evangelist Ely, the Prophetess Clifton, the younger lady, and also Evangelist Laura Benjamin. So we just going to believe, God, that they can come on one accord or however, and the ones that are going to be available, we're going to go ahead and go with it. If all four are not available, we're going to go with the three. But we're going to carry out what God has placed in the spirit for them to come forth. But in the meantime, keep praying for them and praying for the ministry. Pray one for another and continue to do what you do. Because I'm telling you, the anointing is flowing out of you. I mean, flowing out of you. Father, we pray for Brother Black since we haven't heard from him tonight. We know you know all things about him, whether he's busy or whether it's resting or whatever. We pray God's blood covering over him, his family, strengthen and encourage his heart, lift him up. Thank God for his name was called up tonight. But I just pray, God, whatever that might be going on in this life now, that you continue to be encourage his heart and use him for your glory, bind Satan up and all the cords, every setup, trap, plot, and plan and scheme be eradicated, and even in our lives, and even for these prayer warriors, and even in the things that you're calling for the body of Christ, those that are living holy, living right, the way of life and the holiness. God, we are praying, God, that you just continue to keep us all covered under the blood. Every one of glory to God, our loved ones, we believe in God for their salvation, deliverance, and healing, and also glory to God for those that are saved, that they stay in the race, and they're not just be coasting along, because if we don't progress, we're going to automatically start regressing. So help us, God, to stay tuned into you and hold on to the promises, not allow the enemy to trick us to get on Hollywood Boulevard. But if we do, let it be like fire. We find ourselves, glory to God, lining back up with your word. Let that fire will burn off everything that's not like God, but the fire will keep burning, that we'll continue to seek out your faith to continue the work of the kingdom. So, God, we just bless you. Thank you for the prayer requests, God, to be answered. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing the praise reports. Thank you for Alonzo, God, touching his body. Thank you for Pastor Sims, not on the line tonight, but God, whatever is going on even with her family, we are praying healing, deliverance, encouragement, bind up the forces of evil, every trick and snare that the enemy plotting, planning, scheming against her life or ours. We rebuke and bind even that death demon. We bind him up and loose him from his untimely death. We plead the blood of Jesus, tormenting spirits and spirits that come glory to God to try to get us out of compliance with the Lord because of disappointment or hurt or glory to God, whatever the enemy is sending, we rebuke, bind, and loose. We come against that prejudice spirit, glory to God, that's in the land, but also the prejudices that come up in the body of Christ that ought not be so. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind it up and loose, glory to God, the covenant demons and all the voices, glory to God, that will come up, glory to God, will cause others to covet others' gifts and talents, or either the ones that always got busybody going on and sowing discord tonight. We curse and counsel that assignment, please, the brothers. Let the love of God go out, reign even the more that cry out louder in the streets more than anything. The love of God, the mercy, the grace, glory to God. Oh, for how he's brought salvation and doing it and all the great and mighty things he's still doing and proving. Lord, help us, glory to God, to be a light in no matter where we go, even when the enemy try to put our light out and not put death, but I'm talking about even the things being said, defamation of character or try to make belittle or undermine. God, help us to stand, glory to God, with wisdom and discernment. And some things we ought to not even answer because we know that thing, we ought to not let the enemy put us in those arenas. But the things that we know we need to stand for, help us to be bold and stand fast and walk with courage and encouragement. Thank you for the joy, the peace, and strength, God, to do God's mission. Pray, glory to God, we bind up Satan out of the cohorts and send him back to the dry place. Pray for Mother Alexander as we get ready to close, for blessing everything coming in alignment for her to be able to go to Panama. Healthy and whole, blessed family, being able to enjoy them, glory to God, and just coming back with a report. Lord, our health and hope, but a report about the goodness of God. So we believe in it, that it's come in the past. There have been some delays, but God, we believe in it. She will not be denied. And God, we just bless you. Pray financial blessing and spiritual blessing and glory to God, encouragement and strength. Glory to God to those that many of us that may be going through some challenge but still sacrificing to do God's will. Bless God and turn the things around that you may be glorified. Touch commonly the body suit of and going through with a slight cold or wherever it is. Thank you for bringing Alicia out. That thing was trying to linger for weeks, but God, we thank you for the yoke being destroyed and thank you for her new job. We believe in by faith that it's not going to continue to be crunch time, but it will, glory to God, be. But you keep sustaining and you keep proving and you keep, glory to God, because you are our source, not our resource. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the daily bread every day, spiritually and naturally. And bless those less fortunate and have fallen into less fortunate because of circumstances beyond their control. We bless you and we honor you as we cast all these cares and these concerns back. We believe in you by faith. Your manifestation shall come to pass of who you are in us and who we are in you as we hold fast the faith in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, for Sister, just came to mind. She was on the line, but she dropped off. Evangelist Kincaid, she has to have on the 20th, I don't remember the 20 what, but she, surgery on her hip, and got, she got that appointment very fast. Praise God, but we believe in God that the Lord bless and she'll go through it and come out with no complications or problems, and it won't be no mishaps with the doctors. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, whoever the surgeon. And so we pray and thank you, and we give God glory as he continue to touch all of our bodies and get rid of this inflammation that even some of us are challenged with, whatever it may be. And thank God for Sister First Lady Page, hadn't talked to her in a while, but waiting on her kidney and going through, glory to God, the process of paperwork and everything. We pray, glory to God, for Teresa and both of them, God, and any others. But God, bless them, God, to bless those women, God, to go through it, come out of it, no problems and no rejection. And so, God, touch their bodies and heal and deliver. Continue to help them to hold on to their joy and their peace and their health, glory to God. Make them every way whole, as we believe in that same for ourselves. We cast all these cares upon you, Lord, and thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the healing, the blood covering, sweet rest and peace. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Angels be in camp. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Salam, salam. Praise God.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love
you.
Glory,
salam.
Glory to God. Thank you for the prayer for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.